10. Plaça de l'Església. The pilgrims who headed Montserrat walked around the square, as well as the travelers, went towards el Castell de la Guàrdia, right on the other side of mountain range, Calaf, Manresa, or Piera, from Barcelona and el Vallès, would pass through here. Likewise, travelers going in the opposite direction would also pass traverse this square. This hallway was dismantled at the end of the 18th century. It has a quadrangular tower above. The stones from the portal were used to construct the facade of the church, which was undergoing renovation at that time. You can still see the mark left by the mentioned tower and vault on the facade on the house in front of the church, known as Caltico, at number 1. In fact, we can nearly assure that the hero Nucleus, firstly mentioned in 931, was born precisely here. In those years, different regions were being repopulated, such as El Bages, l'Anoia o el Penedès. By then, many peasants from the Pyrenees and the Pyrenees migrated there. These individuals, who descend in search of land to occupy and cultivate, travel along the main roads of that time. Two of these routes crosses right here, where the square is now located. They were specifically. The road had originated in El Vallès, which traversed El Llobregat, ascended to the summit where Collbató was founded, and entered the village from the northern side. It motivated the birth of El Carrer Sobirà, de Dalt. The road that came from Barcelona, it reached Collbató from its south through El Portal de Can Bros, dislocated. It gave birth to El Carrer Major, now called Amadeu Vives. Afterwards, the road continued through present-day Carrer de Pau Beltran, which was built between the 18th and 19th century. The village itself and the toponym bear considerable relationship with these roads. The village was born and expanded for centuries by following the mentioned routes. Moreover, the word Collbató derives from the combination of a common noun, coll, which referred to the ascent that pedestrians had to climb when coming from El Vallès to reach the top of the ridge, and the antroponym, Beton, probably the name of the first person that possessed and fortified the village. Thus, this compound name would mean Coll de Batone. The first urban nucleus might have been small and most presumably extended to the wall which encircles the square. It included several houses with their courtyards and fences, as well as the most important buildings. The church, consecrated to Saint Corneli, a pope and martyr who lived in the 3rd century. Its existence dates back to 1062, although the current building was finished in the late 18th century. The cemetery or burial ground and the hospital, which occupied the lateral space where the small garden and the chapel of the Blessed Sacrament are now located. L'Hort de l'Hospital, a hospital vegetable garden, where now stands the rectorship. It was built in the late 15th century. The current building was reconstructed in the 1828 to replace the original one, which had been burned by the French in 1812. It has been recently restored.